Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Coleman. Wilson scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Murray Dixon now pitching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Lump reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. John Sitoris now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. Larry bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sitoris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serve is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Hal Smith. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for John Sitoris. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Zeke Bella now playing right field. Ray Boone now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing second base. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hadley strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.